Welcome to the second episode of our Writers Roundtable podcast, which is available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and other platforms. Today, we have a very special guest. We are here joined by Nick Liu. Nick, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. One time.
Okay, so obviously, Rally has just concluded. Yeah. This is your first time coming to our base for Rally.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get to know a bit about you and your exploits and your interest in motorsport. What started that love for motorsport for you?
All right, so what started the love for motorsports for me was pretty much growing up around my brothers, Craig and Dwight. They would always like work on cars, fix cars. My brother Craig was an avid role in the motorsport scene in Jamaica, especially the drag racing scene. Pretty much came home every day from school, being dropped to school in some really cool cars. When turbocharged Honda Civics were a thing, he was actually one of the first to do that. So, you know, he would always carry me to school in the craziest cars, right? And then when we leave in school or in the morning time, I'd say, oh, when you're leaving the school, give me something up the road.
Right.
It's crazy because growing up, it wasn't that big to me. It wasn't something that I thought that would have brought me here now. But, you know, realizing where we are now, I realized that most of the time as youth growing up, you're not going to really know your true purpose or your path until, you know, you get older. So my motorsports passion, I would say, started from really my brothers, especially my brother Craig. Because like I said, he's high-end modifications, doing car stereos and all of that type of stuff. So yeah, that's where it really started.
So it's really interesting. But obviously, you're Jamaican and listeners would have gathered that just now. What is the motorsport scene like in Jamaica?
Wow, okay. So the motorsport scene in Jamaica, I would say, is on a high level right now. With so many supercars hitting the island, we have a wide array of cars from JDMs, classics, Europeans, you know, and now, like I said, the supercars. We have a drag event maybe like every 3 to 4 months put on by Drag Rivals team, Kenty and his team. There's a particular place that they race every Sunday called Iron Shore, where it's a little bit more underground racing, but it's kind of controlled. The rally scene isn't so big. It used to be back in the day, but it's not so big now.
Right.
But overall, motorsports in Jamaica is on an incline, yeah.
Okay, and how does that compare to Barbados, what you gathered?
All right, so Barbados, the Bajans love rally.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you guys love rally. Yeah. We're more into drag racing and circuit racing. Like I said, we have a couple of guys out there that are still keeping running that off-roading vibe and the sprint vibe, you know, like big up to Mad March and the entire team. But the culture here is a little bit different because, like I said, rally is totally different than drag racing. I mean, over there you'll go around and you'll see a lot of like highly modified cars where we'll have regular link ups and meets. Here I realized with especially Rally Barbados scene that this is your festival. You know, like Trinidad would have Carnival, this our own thing. So
yeah. The
scene is definitely different here, but the passion is the same.
Passion is the same.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have 200,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Well, I mean, my 200,000 followers, I look at them as my family.
Awesome.
Yeah, when I go out every day to create content and to seek content, it's for them. You know what I mean? Like I said before, I did not know the passion would take us this far. To see 200,000 followers, I mean, yes, there's a lot more people that have way more than me, but I'm grateful for where we have come, knowing that we didn't set out to do something like this. So when we actually hit 200K here in Barbados, it was a milestone for me, my first rally, right? And to know that we hit 200,000 followers, it was amazing. And I know a lot of Bajans are a part of that as well. I feel the love, I feel the spirit from walking through the stages and just being here in general, and just being even here with you guys, it's you know, it's an honor.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, man.
There's no better place to hit a milestone in Barbados.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah, man. That's a sweet.
There's always that.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your content creation, though. What goes into it? How do you flash it?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app, or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
Why, you know, it's crazy. I don't know if, so I was talking to, I was actually at a discussion last night, we went to dinner last night, and I realized with content creation is pretty much an expression. It's how you see things. Yeah. So I was actually beside Rally Pro last night. He does a lot of cinematic content, awesome content. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but yeah. Their content is bar none, high level, great cinematic. My content is more storyline. My content is what I see, what I think is interesting. And I think my natural gift is to interact with people. And that's where I tell stories through what I see daily. Sometimes I'm walking up the road, I say a machine, I'm saying, yo, give me something. Care start spin or burn or whatever. And, you know, overall, what I try to bring through my content is positivity, you know, motivational stuff, inspiration, because I have a lot of younger generation of followers as well, and I don't want them to be guided or misguided in the wrong way. And I've realized that over the years, God has blessed me to have influence. So I always say, if you have influence, you have to do good to influence. You understand? So, I mean, content creation for me is, I don't know, it's just, it's maybe a natural knack for things. I mean, it wasn't something that I set out to do, but maybe I was chosen to do something like this, you know? Yeah.
What brought you to Barbados to cover Rally, or experience Rally?
All right, so Rally Barbados, the team, Neil Bernard, okay. He was the one that actually reached out to me and said, hey, you're interested in covering Rally? I'm saying, yeah, I'm not really an avid Rally follower, but to increase my portfolio, to cover, because I've covered quite a few different genres of motorsports. I say, hey, why not? I mean, Barbados is the epicenter for Rally. So why not take the opportunity? So when he had reached out to me, he actually asked for my number through Jeffrey Panton. And when he had contacted me, I was like, that's a no-brainer. So we set up everything and here I am now.
Fantastic, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Which cars impress you the most?
Well, there's so many that impress me because every car is unique. But let's pinpoint a few. I love to hear when Roger Mears car coming up the straight line and box down the gear and hear boom and you know it go around the corner. There's quite a few of the Irish cars as well. Yeah. You know, our local bred Kyle and Jeffrey, I rate them cars as well. But if we're talking from a wider perspective, Simon Joseph's Porsche. When you hear that going through the bush and the stages, that's an awesome thing as well. You know, so a lot of cars there. I can't pinpoint one. I don't like to single out anyone in particular. Okay. But I would say Roger Mears' car was one of my favorite.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, let's not forget Ahmed. Yeah, man.
Okay, fair, yeah.
Team Yusuf. Yeah, man, definitely.
And obviously, as you know, and everyone else knows by now, that your fellow Jamaican won Rally.
Yeah.
How impressive was he?
Boy, I have to be really proud for Kyle, you know. Kyle has, you know that he has had a crash before. And I feel like I tell people that rally drivers have a different level of guts. For like sure. See them going through the bush, going through the stages. I mean, we're talking about sometimes no traction. We're talking about just driving by grace. I know Kyle from pretty much baby stage. Yes, because Kyle used to live actually right down the road from me. And I remember Kyle, don't get upset when you hear this if you're watching this. But Kyle used to ride around his little dirt bike when he was in his Pampas around the yard every day. So to see him reach to this level of motorsports, it was natural. This is embedded and inbred in Kyle because Gary Gregg is his father. And trust me, like, Kyle is a very down-to-earth person. I can always call Kyle and we talk, and he's a friend of mine. But not because he's a friend. The man is a driver, and that's why they call him Speedy, you know. And he also has circuit trophies under his belt as well. So, you know, right. Yeah, man, he's a natural. And congratulations to his winner and bringing it home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after covering and experiencing rally, mm-hmm. I guess you have a new love for it.
Yep.
Okay. Are there any, do you have a dream car now? Do you have like an ideal car you'd like to either drive or watch?
In rally or
rally,
just overall?
Just rally.
Whoa, the R5 is really nice, you know, but I see where the fun is to have a car that is a little less powerful, so you have a little bit more challenge. I guess if I was supposed to take on a rally, what would I take on a rally in? To be honest with you, maybe a BMW, maybe like a E46 or E30. I seen those, like, I like that vibe of them. And maybe if we're talking about the R5s, maybe one of the Skodas, because trust me, from what I heard, the Maloneys, when they're going through the bush, they're pushing.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Please plug your page.
It's Nick Lu, NICKLUE _ Skunk Lifestyle. We spell the skunk with a V, so it's SKVNK Lifestyle. And my YouTube page is Skunk Lifestyle. Yeah. I don't really use TikTok that much, but okay. It's the same Skunk Lifestyle on TikTok.
You need to get on there, man.
Yeah, TikTok is a little gimmicks thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just sometimes when I'm feeling that vibe to get in that energy. But, you know, my main source of, well, my main page that I post on, my main platform is Instagram and YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. And you're regular on there in terms of your posting?
Regular on Instagram. I post every day. Literally, yes. Yeah, it's natural for me to post every day because I believe that consistency wins.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely does. Thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us.
Yeah, man.
Had a great time chatting with you.
Appreciate
it. And safe flight on your way home.
Yeah, man. Before I close out, if it's all right. Yeah, close out, I just want to big up Rally Barbados for bringing us over here. It's an awesome experience. And I just wanted to say this, you know, publicly, that it's so coincidental that my first year in Rally Barbados, the Jamaicans took it home. However, next year, Rally now miss me next year. We'll be back here next year with a team so I can capture different eras of the stages because it was just a different experience for me. It's a one-man show right now that I was doing. So you don't know, Barbados, big up on yourself. We love your skunk lifestyle. Representing, that is it. Mad.